Hello, my little Chilluminauts. Welcome to episode minisode 161. It's almost like being in universe 616, but reversed. We're like the opposite side of the MCU. No powers and just kind of lame. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the
minisode. Hey, yep. Hey. I'm not lame. Don't put that on me. Cool, man. I'm the coolest. How dare you?
I'm cool, man. Don't
put that on me. It's the first minisode of 2024, boys.
Yeah. I got a good one, and it's stupid, and it's not stupid, but it's cool. It's weird.
Okay. You want to start us on that?
It's silly. I'm gonna read the headline. It's from the Miami Herald, and then we'll get into the article. We'll see that it's like not as crazy as it seems. It is mysterious inscription on ancient Sphinx is deciphered, revealing unusual message.
Okay, you've got me in so far.
Yeah. So I guess this is a 3rd century bronze, the Sphinx that we're talking about, and it is from a place that is in modern day Romania, but back in the day was a part of the Roman Empire called Dacia or something like that. And so this is in the Roman interpretation of the Sphinx, which is, I guess like Egypt and Rome kind of go way back in some ways. It was a deity that you would worship. This was like, you know, people who knew of the Sphinx would worship this deity. And this was a statue that was stolen in the 19th century, sometime around 1848, stolen from a European count. And then it was never recovered. So nobody knows what happened to this thing. And I think that the item is completely gone to this day. But there is an extremely detailed drawing of it that is still around, and the inscription on the statue is still accurately represented in the drawing. And so for years and years and years, people have been looking at this drawing and trying to think, is this real? Is this like a real depiction of the writing that was on there? Is it like, you know, an artist's interpretation of like gibberish characters that look kind of like it? Mm-hmm. You know, lots of different theories out there, but then they found out that it reads from right to left rather than left to right. And if you mirror the letters, they're actually Greek alphabet letters, but they're like some of the more archaic forms. So they weren't easily recognizable. And so they eventually were able to translate it, and they found out that it was a poem written in Greek letters that was written in Proto-Hungarian. And if you want to hear the poem in English, it goes like this. Lo, behold, worship. Here is the holy lion. And so what that means is like bow before the Sphinx, basically, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And according to this expert guy, whose name is, let me get it, Peter Revez, who is at the University of Nebraska, he says, quote, that the Sphinx cult, the reason this is interesting is because, quote, the Sphinx cult was not part of the mainstream ancient Roman mythology, which is like the Roman gods and goddesses that many people today are familiar with. And it is unique that the Sphinx statue provides some record of a minority religion within the Roman Empire, for which records are much scarcer. So basically what we're looking at here is a Roman Sphinx cult icon. And I guess the Sphinx first showed up in Egypt and parts of the Middle East in the 3rd century BC, and then kind of spread all the way out through the Mediterranean. It's written as a metric poem, which is like kind of weird because most things were written in prose. And the final quote that we have is, by using these poetic features, the scribe chose a specific text that was also carefully and artfully constructed. So this was like a nice sort of reverent sort of Sphinx statue, and wherever it is, that's what it said. Mystery solved. It was a Sphinx cult from ancient Rome. Get wrecked.
That's still cool shit, though.
Yeah. Right?
That's yeah. Neat. W, Jesse, what you got?
Gentlemen, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to send you the picture right now. Take a look at this. Describe to people what you see.
This is like a pencil charcoal sort of like, you know, those, what are those paints called that you have the pens, the oil paints, you know, like a, maybe like an oil painting.
I was about to say watercolor. That shows you how much I know.
Yeah. It's like an oil painting of, it looks like a girl in a pawn shop or something. And it looks like it's from, I don't know, the early 50s, maybe. I don't know, maybe a little older than that. It's pretty lifelike.
One eye looks at me, the other eye looks at me, but slightly up more.
Okay. A little smeared, well, a little dirty.
This story is for you, Mathis, specifically you.
Okay, okay.
When this seemingly innocuous portrait of a young girl was purchased from a charity shop in Hastings, East Sussex last summer, the seller assumed that it would be the last they'd ever see of it. To their surprise, however, the painting returned to the shop the very next day. Before too long, it had sold again, only to be returned a second time a short time later, with the new owner complaining that she had witnessed shadow figures in her house after bringing it home. Keen to take advantage of the painting's seemingly cursed status, the charity shop owner placed it back in the front window with the haunting message, "She's back, sold twice and returned twice. Are you brave enough?"
Smart, dude. Genius.
That's how you sell a painting, my man.
Yeah, man, that's smart.
The cursed painting, I saw this at one point. I love this.
The cursed painting soon went viral online, which is probably where you saw it, prompting its most recent buyer at the end of last year, James Kislingbury, managing director of the London Bridge Experience, which if you've ever been to London, you've definitely walked by.
Hey, yeah, I know exactly what that is.
Who bought it for over $2,000. I assume this is probably pounds, but it says dollars, so I'm going to say dollars. For him, the curse began to take effect even before he had picked up the painting, with his car breaking down on the way to the shop.
That's a Harold
move right
there.
After putting the portrait on display, his exhibition began to suffer all manner of problems, ranging from cameras breaking down to flickering lights and TVs randomly shutting off. In one instance, his father-in-law fell ill. This is insane. Fell ill, and then his toaster exploded. While another, workers claimed to have witnessed a mysterious entity in a black skirt within the vicinity of the painting. "We've had a couple of floods on the site between November and December," said Kislingbury. "We came in the morning and the basin was flooded. We've had small leaks in the past, but nothing on this scale. I know a cynic would say it's just a coincidence, but given the volume of things that keep happening, I do find myself questioning whether there's more to this painting than meets the eye." But again, could this just be a guy who bought a $2,000 painting wanting people to go visit his $2,000 painting?
I mean, there's a fine line between Zach Real and Zach Bagans. You know what I'm saying?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I love it.
I just love this. I love all good haunted item things.
I wish I was in the goddamn neighborhood. I wish I could like track this. Like, I wish I lived across the street. Like, what a like fun story.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to end it like, "And we bought it and it's on its way to you.
It's live now."
I don't have $2,000 to spend. They probably want more for his weird, creepy, haunting painting. No, I'm all right.
Well, I'll wrap it up with a very simple sighting. Out in Germany, everybody, out in German mountain range, hikers photographed what they believe to be the apocryphal Wolfman live. Pretty exciting stuff. The existence of the apocryphal individual rumored to live in the forest of a German mountain range has seemingly been confirmed after a pair of hikers stumbled upon the so-called Wolfman and actually managed to obtain a photograph. The remarkable picture was reportedly taken this past Tuesday evening in the town of Blankenberg as Gina Weiss and a friend were en route to explore some popular sandstone caves on the country's Harz mountain range. Let me get the picture here for you so you can see this wonderful thing.
Let's see this.
An MSN.com link. There you go.
Mysterious naked wolfman. Oh, man.
There
okay.
He is.
What the hell is
I
that?
I don't know about no wolfman. But
just he's just dirty.
He looks like a dirty man. Yeah.
Yeah.
According to Weiss, the 10-minute long sighting saw the wolf man and the hikers locked in an eerie stare down wherein he wouldn't take his eyes off of us. She went on to note the mysterious stranger said nothing and looked dirty like a Stone Age man from a history book. Despite the undoubtedly unsettling circumstances, Weiss was quick-witted enough to snap two photographs of the individual who first popped up on the radar of local authorities around 5 years ago when bewildered residents began reporting a person dressed as a wolf roaming around the mountain range. So there is a dude out there who's just living out there, naked, wearing wolf clothing, hiding, and just kind of like existing, apparently.
Where's
and
the other
there
picture?
He is. He's got a picture.
Where's
He's
the other
right
one?
There.
It says they took two.
I don't have another one. That's all I
That's
got.
So yeah, I'm looking for it. I don't see it either. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, likely just he a looks dude like a just... he looks like a dead ass caveman. Like he looks like the dude. Like he looks like straight up like a like pulp magazine caveman is what I would say.
Yeah, the man's not wrong. He does have like 10,000 year BC vibes.
He does. It's also probably just a man who decided he hated society and went to go live in the woods.
I'm like two steps away from this man. I
feel like we're all in a couple of steps away.
You know when Fantastic Mr. Fox goes out into the wild and he sees that wolf out there and they like give each other like respect? That's what I would do with this guy.
That's what yeah,
I would you just walk raise out there, my just... fist in solidarity with him and I hopefully
like the girl
he
from
wouldn't just come eat me.
The girl from the end of Ahsoka. Where yeah. She just holds up her lightsaber. And all the people just know to follow her for some reason.
Yeah, they're like, oh, damn, that lady, she's tough. I guess we'll follow her.
Yeah, she just goes up to a bunch of, like a group of people, like, who just, like, live on the planet. She just quietly holds up her lightsaber and ignites it. And they're all like, we follow you now.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing you got there.
Ahsoka, where nothing happens. And some people were really excited for it.
Didn't catch that show.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. All right. Well, that's it for our little mini-sode. Enjoy. I hope you enjoyed your New Year's, everybody. We'll be back next week with, some more weird shit happening around the world. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my sweeties. What do you think about that?
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I'm so sorry about the way the beginning of this goes. Show goes
You can't apologize
for how weird this show is. Please, Mathis. Continue so everyone knows my shame.
Hello everybody, welcome to the minisode episode 162,
and we're in
the Patreon minisode episode 162.
Oh hey everyone, this is a reminder that that's insane.
Usually Alex is with me not throwing me under the bus, so you know
if you had just gone with it instead of freaking out, you would have had a sick hype man on your side and you wouldn't have seemed like a weirdo.
Let's I always throw you here. Guys under the bus. That's the whole goof.
That's what I'm saying.
We're always anyway,
welcome
under
to the
bus.
Minisode. Welcome to the minisode, Allie and Nat from Let's Get Haunted. It's so good to have you. Sorry
so
if we creeped you out
here.
With that intro. Or should I say, sorry if I creeped you out with that intro.
He's working
sorry.
On it.
Don't
See,
even
guys,
pretend.
It's like a redemption arc for him. You know what I'm saying?
We have a very cringe intro as well. Yeah. So we just don't say it when we have guests. We like insert it in post.
I was gonna say I don't remember you doing anything for us when we were on the show.
I just have imposter syndrome, so it's all just skin. You know what I mean?
We're all just scared
16-year-olds inside.
Call it corny to us, like we were filming something for someone and they were like, can you just not do that thing where
you got like notes
that.
From
Boo.
You got notes
yeah literally we got notes and they were like, it's just kind of corny. Oh and my god, I forgot about that years, we just continued. I blocked that out of my mind. Yeah, that and that was for actually like it was going to go on Netflix and then of course it didn't, but you know when people approach you and they're like, we want you to record this thing for you know whatever yeah. insert yeah. whatever big like name that never goes anywhere, but we did sizzle it real. And they were like, ooh no, that's not good for television.
And we gotta wash our hands of this. It was great to work with you though, you're fantastic.
Yeah.
Today's minisode is going to be pretty focused, actually.
Yeah,
we're really
first
be
of
focusing
all,
on
just so you guys
topic.
Know, we usually each bring, like, an article mm-hmm. to, like, talk about.
Oh.
Everybody's talking about the jellyfish.
I did bring
the jellyfish
article,
UFO,
saying.
Everybody. It's out there. It's out. And this is, for those who don't know, TMZ is doing a new series, which in a way is like a really
TMZ?
Great idea to get.
Oh, this is.
No, so let me.
No,
let
this
me
is good.
So TMZ is doing a series specifically about UFOs. It's going to be, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. And in a way, I think this is good because if you're going to get information out there about UFOs to the common people, the things that they watch the most is the best way to reach them. And it was Jeremy Corbell, of all people, who I have a very love-dislike relationship with. I don't want to say I hate him, but there are times
he's
where
like
he brings
cocaine.
Things that are... Huh?
He's so crazy. He's such a crazy ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like something cocaine. He's
like, you know when you shoot up heroin? That's yeah. what he's like.
That's what he's like.
He said he's like Michael Caine. That's what I thought you said.
He's like Michael Caine. Oh, no.
That's why I was very confused.
He started off hot, and then he became distinguished. Yeah.
I will say he's like the worst messenger, but he's the only one that can do it. He's very full of himself, but he's the guy we've got. Okay. He's not the hero we want. He's the hero we need.
Being a Clippers fan.
Yeah. Sports. I wholeheartedly like agree. Like Jeremy Corbell is that guy that is kind of needed because you need somebody in the entertainment sphere to push the message out
who
to the normal
Jeremy
schmo.
Corbell?
He's the guy who released the 2017
so
UFO videos and a few other different photos and videos. What, he works with George Knapp. He's the guy
Johnny
that's
Knoxville not helpful of UFOs.
He's dude, the he's co-host the... with George Knapp of the Weaponized podcast. He's George Knapp's like right-hand man.
Jesse, have you heard of a little thing called the Senate UAP hearings that happened last year?
Yeah, remember those?
We've talked about Jeremy Corbell.
Jeremy Corbell was like instrumental.
Times, Jesse, we have talked about this man a ton.
I just want to say for the record, no matter what you say about him, this is his wiki photo, and I don't care what you say, this
yeah,
man's lying to you.
You.
Look at this man
that is lying to you.
He looks like God, if Satan was in a musical it. In that picture.
He really does. He really does.
This man the reason is, I have a like love-dislike relationship with this guy is because he is the man that got the 2017 UAP videos put forward. He is the guy that got all the conversation started. He's the one that had talks with Senator Harry Reid and a few other congressmen and senators. He's the one that got other UAP photos out that people are very fascinated with. But he's also the one that put out the UAP video that people are like, it's just flares. And when you look at it and realize the UAP is taking place near a military base and the way the lights are lighting up, it's almost certainly flares. But the man is mostly hit.
I don't
want to
give him like a cloud of like hucksterism, though. Like, I think the guy
he's
is
not
willfully.
Like
I'm going to say he's willfully naive to the end of platforming things that have any sort of promise to them at all. Like
I've listened to him in a few different
because he wants it to be in front of eyes so that the UAP conversation continues on. And sometimes the shit he has is excellent, and it's like he's the only guy who has it. And sometimes he's just like, check out this flare video, and that's fine.
Sure.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's very much in the realm strictly of what he would consider nuts and bolts UFO. I've heard him I've listened to him on multiple different shows and podcasts. If you ever approach him and try to talk about the abductions or the weird aspect of it, he shuts it down and doesn't know anything about it. And he will admittedly right away be like, I don't know. I'm only about the UFOs, getting footage of them and being able to track them. So he's like not a guy who jumps into the woo and tries to sell you on like anything else. He's very, he's very focused.
He's pragmatic.
Which brings us to the point of he released a new video on TMZ's episode one, where it kind of got released, but it's out there now. It's another military video, much like the 2017 videos that he released years ago. And it is once again, IR. And this is happening over Iraq in 2018 through a heat sensor camera specifically. And the thing that they are seeing has a weird shape. It's like kind of like very jellyfish-like as people consider it. It's stiff as a board, doesn't move, though you can watch it kind of like move forward and then back a bit. And it is changing in its heat. Its heat signature is going from black to white, black to white. They say that the video that goes over the water, and then they say, for whatever reason, you know, he didn't release the rest of it. It might be trackable. I'm not quite sure why. But he says it goes over the ocean into the water, and then 17 to 18 minutes later, it comes out of the ocean and shoots off at a speed that can't be traced.
We don't have that footage.
That's the one thing that I really hate that he always does is that he goes, here's the footage we have. There's also footage of this, this, and this out there. But that's later, and he spends like a lot more time talking about footage that you're not looking at than the footage that you're looking at.
Yeah. The footage that he released, he says he and George Knapp hadn't for a few years. They've been trying to work to find its source, talk to the people who may know where it came from, basically make sure it's a legitimate video from a military craft. And before they released any of it, and now they're releasing it now after having essentially Knapp and him confirmed that that is from a legitimate source. The story is that in 2018 in Iraq, this was tracked. It wasn't on radar. They could only see it via IR. And as they tracked it, it went over to the ocean, like I said earlier, and kind of disappeared. When the intelligence community apparently got their hands on it, they just buried it and basically said, don't worry, it's nothing. Ignore it. And fast forward to today, where now it's in front of everybody and we're getting a look at this thing. And we're in the phase, much like we were in 2017 when the first UAP videos came out, where everybody is coming out with their own versions and theories. Much like the 2017 videos, we heard people say it was a speck or an anomaly or a bird or this or that. We're having very similar conversations right now. Everything from it's a smudge on the lens to it's a bug that got stuck on the glass to fucking, you know, it's actually a jellyfish alien thing moving over to the ocean.
I think the fact that we have it from multiple angles rules out that it's a smudge on the glass. I put a stabilized little looping video here in the chat for you guys to look at. I don't know. It looks like a floating suit of armor.
It's really hard to describe.
I will say, like, as someone who does really want to get abducted, when I saw this, I was so uncomfortable looking at it. It's like there's something about it because, you know, you can't really tell. You can't make out any features, obviously, because it is IR. So it shouldn't creep me out to the level that it does, but it does. I don't know. Something about it, like these long appendages that have like no symmetry, they make no sense. In the documentary, Corbell says that one witness said that they were scaled. Like they looked like they were kind of scaly, but then someone else described it like a suit of armor. Yeah. It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know what it is about it that makes me uncomfortable, but it gives me a stomach ache.
So Alyssa was talking about this, like literally she sent me, we were talking about this, like we were going fucking nuts talking about this. Okay. And I was so scared because she made me so scared. She was like, I used to think that the aliens were good and now I think that they're bad and I think that they're evil and I think that this is going to be like a three-part pronged thing by the government. By the time I got home, I was like sweating. I got my fiance. I'm like, after we put the baby to bed, I was like, hey, you need to sit down. Like, I need to tell you something really important. And I was like getting tears in my eyes. I was like, there's going to be... I was like, there might be alien attacks, like this is what Alyssa's been saying, and I don't quite understand, but I just know that she's like on top of her shit, and like she always reads all these articles, and she puts together all these TikToks.
All right, so it sounds like you may have spiraled a bit.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I love that. Existential dread is great.
Yeah, and then he was just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, look, she knows what she's talking about. Like, I don't have time to go through all the documents and watch all the hearings, but she has. And if she's come to this conclusion, then like, we need to be nervous. Like, we need to come up with a plan. And then I just went to sleep and like, didn't think about it. And then this morning I saw the video that Alex just showed us again. And I looked at it again and I was like, it looks like bird shit on a window.
It does.
But
it does.
It also... from different angles, when it's not stabilized like that, looks like it's like weird appendages. So I don't know.
So what's cool about the jellyfish UFO is that it's not new. It's been mentioned as early as the 70s. We have photos through the years of people who have gotten these like weird fucking like tentacly like creatures on camera
right here,
all the way through like 2018.
Are you guys going to show the cruise ship one? That one is my favorite.
I grabbed one that is from... I believe Hungary from Turkey from 17 years ago. That's just the one I grabbed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the
cruise ship. Go to about 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
I love this video starts really with the yelling. That's really funny.
Yeah. But this one, this thing looks really similar to that thing. And
it's just
floating
straight.
Oh, it does.
I also want to point out that there was that like kind of meme that went around the other day about dogs. Alien dogs coming. You guys remember that?
The dogs
were going to land and like they're going to be benevolent.
Did you hear about this?
Friends?
That there was
no.
They picked basically these this guy picked up code or something like that. There was
like a transmission
broadcast code about how
radio hammer.
We were going to be visited by aliens.
They were going to make themselves known and that they were already here was what the vibe was.
They said we are like you, but canine.
Dogs are aliens and that they were going to reveal themselves to us.
And they love
I just want to say, if you look at this thing, if you look at the stabilized clip.
That's actually really funny because I always joke that my dog Winnie crash landed in a trash can because that's the pound found her in a trash can. And I'm like, she's too smart and too like human. Like she's definitely an alien that crash landed.
Yeah. I mean, look at this thing. Okay. Yeah, no, really just look at it and think it's a dog's head just for a minute. Like picture like an Anubis ass dog.
Which thing? The video you sent from YouTube?
The Reddit link that I sent you that says my attempt to stabilize. Yeah. This thing is an Anubis.
I see it.
That's an Anubis, you guys.
Okay.
That's a dog
I see what you're looking at. However, I raise you the fact that for some time on the internet, these types of things have been appearing. In fact, there was one in Peru, and this guy is saying that this is very similar because he says mantis people and flying mantis hovercraft. And you know what makes this even better?
No,
is that some guy responded and said,
they're mantis aliens. We talked about them.
Well, hold on. This guy said, oh my God, this has been out there for a while now. In fact, this album cover features what this is soft disclosure is what they're saying. And they're like, dude, it's been out there, bro.
Can I also, you want to get conspiracy theory? Because we've talked about that little memo that Alex has talked about. Like, how would we disclose if needed through multimedia?
I gotta grab the text of that.
Can you just like, can we see the even before the MCU did it, we had a slow movement into multiverse. Everything went from like kind of normal to everything's a multiverse. Everything everywhere all at once. The MCU's a multiverse.
Educate us about the concept of the multiverse.
A lot of multiverse things happening, but episode 2 of that TMZ series happened tonight, and a new photo that he talked about previously, known as the Chandelier UFO photo, he released it, and here it is.
Oh, really?
Brand new?
This is from today, 3 hours ago, before we started the main episode.
Oh, it looks like a
snowflake. Oh, wow.
Here's what's known. This was filmed over the Persian Gulf.
Oh, wow.
They called it the chandelier because they said if you lie down on your dining room table and look up, it looks just like that. It's very thin.
Wow.
The object does not circulate on its own. It's going in very small circles. Quote, it's the most bizarre structure with no purpose. A speed that has, quote, everyone across the intelligence community just asking questions, trying to figure out what the thing is. No wings. There's seemingly no place for anyone to be sitting on. Has strange propulsion, and then it disappeared instantaneously.
Yo, so
what you're looking at looks like my thought was biblical angel. Like that was my first thought.
Yeah, that thing looks crazy. Okay, so this is the cruise ship one here.
Well, click on the second one if you can because it's better. The first one that I sent is like an interview with the cruise ship captain who filmed it, but the second one just gets straight to the point because it's a TikTok.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Oh,
yep.
I do remember this clip.
Yeah.
This was like from a while back, right?
12 miles away from an island.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, in the middle of the ocean.
And it's just following them.
Yeah. And it stops in the air and like just kind of hovers there.
It's legit like a jellyfish.
Yeah.
What do you guys
think? I wonder if like we're in a similar, like, you know, going all balls to the wall. If aliens are visiting us, we'll just accept that as truth for this purpose of like sentence here. Wouldn't surprise me if we have things that are both biological and maybe mechanical that are able maybe to move around. Use space as like, who's to say there's not creatures who can exist in the void of space?
That's the thing.
Like
the
a fucking jellyfish.
That's the thing in the zeitgeist that's really like making some sense to me lately is the phrase built to spec. Like,
yes.
Just the idea
things evolve as needed.
Just the idea of motherships, like sort of like 3D printing, like uni-purpose drones to do things, seems very like efficient and like makes sense.
We're doing it now on a basic level as 3D printers are only just becoming commercially available for people. Like,
yeah, like it seems there's a logic to it that makes sense to me from the point of view of somebody visiting our planet and doing something in that way. You know what I mean? Like probing it. That seems like a good way to do that.
I read another really wild, not I would call it wild, but a really cool theory. They're talking about just this thing floating. It looks like a jellyfish. It's like when we move around and we cast a shadow in 2D, who's to say that it's not a 3D shadow from a 4D entity or a 4D craft?
That's my favorite. Yeah,
that's like, just like some like
peeking through and like, you know, it looks nonsensical to us because it's basically a 3D shadow of a 4D object.
It's just like a Beatles song now, what you're talking about.
Right? That's like, yeah.
For a long time.
Shadow of a 4D alien.
Hey, take enough LSD, everything's in 4D. But no, I kind of was leaning towards the drone theory, like these UFOs are unmanned, because if we were to go out into outer space, oh, of course we would send a drone before we sent a human, right? Mm-hmm. But then now I'm like more into the extra dimensional rather than extraterrestrial or interdimensional, where I kind of agree that it could be some sort of like the holographic principle that they talked about during the UAP Senate hearings. I like that. And I think maybe that's why I don't like this jellyfish fucker, because this jellyfish, to me, I'm like, that's just a dude that's like flying around. Do you guys remember when this would have been like 2 years ago now, there were all these reports of a jetpack man outside of LAX. And then now you look at it and you're like, that's just the same jellyfish thing that we just thought looked like a jetpack man.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also saw a comment from a guy who says he was there for like went over the video in 2018. He gave his credentials and talked about like where he was stationed and everything. And he said, like, basically he looked at it and nobody could figure out what it was. And when they submitted it, they basically said, all right, don't worry about it anymore. And basically just buried it and just made it just fucking like disappear. It's weird. It's very fucking weird.
Yeah.
But I'm not even necessarily against the idea that it might be all of the above. Like, if we as humans, where we are in our technology, are able to poke at reality in just the minimalist way with a quantum science, and we can like, we're starting to figure out quantum mechanics on just a fundamental level that our brains can wrap around. If these things are millions or billions of years ahead of us, it might just be fucking their ability to warp or to manipulate gravity or warp space-time itself in a way that is like possible due to physics. We just don't understand the physics yet, and our understanding of physics might just be incomplete. You know,
we're just biologically incapable of perceiving it.
Yeah, right, exactly. That idea of like that we evolved the senses we needed to survive in the environment we're in and nothing else.
It's that thing our buddy Davis always says about an ant inside of a fax machine and how much can the ant perceive about what the fax machine does by being inside.
Yeah, or a tick who can only detect heat, pressure, and carbon monoxide. Doesn't mean that humans aren't real. It just doesn't know you're a human. It just thinks you give me food. Doesn't mean that you're not a human being in front of it. It can't perceive you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that too, last night when I was texting Natalia, what I was saying was not that the aliens are going to literally destroy us. What I was saying is I'm starting to feel like we are just ants in an ant farm, which is another theory that people often talk about that I've never believed. But for some reason, seeing that weird jellyfish thing, I was like, they're just like fucking checking us out here. Like, you know, we're just nothing to them.
It feels very astronaut-y to me. Yeah.
Last week and the week before, articles from MSNBC, Science, Phys.org, and a couple others. They all wrote articles about the same topic. Is it the zoo theory or is it nothing? Is that what we're left with? And the zoo theory is that we're not special. We're just being fucking watched and observed by things that are well beyond us.
That like,
and
own
it's
us,
very
yeah.
weird that all those articles about the same topic were dropping one after the other day after day for a few days. And I'm like, why? Why are you? I'm not one to jump in and be like the media is being manipulated by the CIA or everything. It's just weird that all of a sudden articles are. The topic was, is it the zoo theory or nothing? And like, why is that? Since when was anybody talking about the zoo theory? Why is this suddenly a topic?
Like maybe zoo or maybe even ants, like in an ant farm, is not exactly a good example. Maybe it's more like deer outside, you know, like we're inside our house having coffee in the morning, doing our own lives, getting ready for work, checking our messages, text, whatever. And then you see outside, there's like a herd of deer eating grass and you're like, oh, this is a really cool thing I'm looking at right now. Like, you know, the deer are out there, but you have your own shit going on. You don't have time to go follow them around and like figure out everything that they're doing throughout the day. Maybe that's kind of how the aliens are for us, is they're like, oh, this is like nature to them. Like kind of like, oh, it's just like this kind of interesting thing, like a bird, a woodpecker on a tree. It's kind of cool to watch it. I don't know.
Yeah, like he's like a diver or something. Like he's like
Jesse's been warming up for this.
All right, Jesse, bring it. I want to say
before you
take
everything down, Jesse, before you destroy everything. The other theory that's running is terrestrial as well. That they're not.
It can be anything.
Anywhere, they're from here.
It can be anything, and it goes in the water and disappears and whatever. So I simply went online, and some of the things I discovered that are super interesting is that, for example, here's the French a French submarine launching drones out of the water. It's a weird looking drone. So that's interesting. Here is an American drone. That's interesting. That looks weird. That's crazy. That could be anything. Here is another style of American drone launched from the water. You know, that could be anything.
The difference,
that one
Jesse,
looks like a plane, kind of.
If we throw these things on vision, we can see their propulsion.
Here's
systems.
Another one.
We can see
smaller. I'm just
saying. But they all operate under what we know, combustible propulsion. Mm. We can detect their propulsion system. That's why these things are confusing, because there is no propulsion. There's no heat trail being left behind. There's no ripples in the air to detect that they're moving through it. It's just stillness as they go any way they want.
Couldn't that just be a smudge on the camera then? If there's no heat, there's no movement. There's no friction in the air.
But no, but we've got the, Alex said, we've got two angles.
We've got the jellyfish from two angles.
What's angle two?
We got the one guy, and then we got the same guy from another angle over the water.
Do we have
it going over the water as well? They put the two clips together.
Yeah, it's at the end of the clip.
Mm-hmm. Is it going? You can see it going over. What we don't have is it going in
the emerging the part where he emerges from the water and shoots up into the air, but he does have it at a much greater distance from a much different camera angle. It's clearly not like
It's definitely something.
Yeah, it's a thing, but I'm not trying to say it's a dog praying mantis, half flying saucer.
I am saying that.
Much
I'm
like
not going to say which because I can't tell which it is.
It's
probably
because we have all our military over there. But again, Middle East. It reminds me of the Mosul orb from 6 months ago, where we were tracking that. No propulsion. It was just an orb. It wasn't a jellyfish, but it was moving weird speeds at weird angles, actively avoiding objects like. And it was the same problem of like, it was just no explanation. It's just like, we don't know what the fuck this thing is.
Look, something is coming. I think everybody can like agree that this wouldn't even be a topic of conversation in the Senate. And
Friday,
like, it just wouldn't be
hearing.
If there wasn't something to it. So I think what you're left with is either we have of our own accord developed technology that is crazy, that defies physics, or that there's something unexplainable. Like, those are the only two options, right?
Well, it could also be a psyop, but I don't know what for, because it's like, we already know what's going on globally. Yeah,
well, and I mean, like you were saying earlier, like, if it is nature, right? I just watched an episode of Doctor Who. This is crazy, but I just watched an episode of Doctor Who where they go to a place that is a viewing deck where aliens from all over the galaxy come to watch the Earth explode. Right, like as a entertainment, as like a you know
the
scientific
South Park theory.
Oh, yeah, right, like,
of the
great
aliens.
Migration of birds that happens once every 300 years,
like the swallows.
This is imploding.
Yeah, so like if this like dog alien guy that's floating along, that's the jellyfish, is really just like the alien version of James Cameron going down into the fucking depths of the ocean. Like, maybe it's because, you know, we're also seeing whatever society it was said today said that in the next 10 years, some sort of devastating thing is going to happen to us. So, like, you know,
I've heard too that Grush is releasing a memo of his own of like what he knows. But beyond that, I read that one of the reasons they think disclosure is being pushed quickly is because other countries are racing to be the first one to actually disclose this, which is why we're seeing Japan had their own hearing last month. We had
like
Mexico with
race.
Two of their own now. And we're seeing more and more,
what do you
more
mean?
And more governmental hearings rushing to it. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. Because there's also the idea of like, well, the reason they're stopping it is because something catastrophic could happen. And that could mean humanity just fucking goes like turns on itself because they can't handle the idea that aliens exist.
Well,
we know
that humanity can't handle it. We couldn't even handle a virus.
Yeah, COVID.
I also
think that there's like this expectation that the military is like this really bright organization of people who know everything that's going on. But I have like a small anecdote story to tell you guys. I think it's just like such a bureaucracy, and there's so many different like counterparts of it that there's people are just really confused in it. And here's my little story that I'm going to go along. In college, Alyssa knows this story. I dated a guy that was a fighter pilot in the military, and he was a really nice guy. But when I tell you that he was like a robot, like he was super, super Christian. And I asked him one day, I was like, hey, I'm just kind of curious because you're going to get into a plane. I don't want to dox him, but he was going to drive a plane or fly a plane or whatever, where his secret missions are going to go to other countries. And he's like, you have to just do whatever they tell you. And I'm like, what if there's civilians involved? And like, how do you feel as a Christian? Like, how do you feel okay to just murder people that you don't know? And he's like, well, I just have to believe that God is controlling the US military.
Oh,
great. Awesome.
And he was really, really
right,
serious.
But that guy became that you dated was not in the upper echelon of like,
but I'm telling you,
the military.
I'm not telling the story. He got recruited by these people, and they were asking him all these questions, and they were like asking him, have you ever smoked weed? Have you ever had sex? Have you ever done this or whatever? And he was telling them all these questions, and he was just like a robot. Like, I can't lie to these people. I told them everything. My dream job is to be a pilot. And I knew that telling them I've smoked weed one time could have like prevented me from doing this, but I can't tell a lie because I just don't believe in telling lies. And like, those are the people that they hire to be in the military, because they just want people who are like machines who don't question shit. And so the people who are up at the top, maybe they know something, you know, maybe there's like guy somewhere, but he can just control, or she can just control everybody, and nobody knows what the fuck is going on because they have no idea what anyone's really doing. Does that make sense? Am I making sense
that,
right now?
I that last point where no one knows what's going on, I agree with. I think the problem is over compartmentalization. There's just little groups of little groups of little groups of little groups. You're going to research this and you're not going to know it from. I'm not going to tell you where it comes from. I'm not going to tell you if it's another piece of technology from another country. I'm not going to tell you if you're trying to work on the front end, the back end, the side end. You just try to figure out how this works and tell me how it works. While another group is like, okay, figure out how this works. This is propulsion. Don't worry where it comes from.
People
this,
are stupid. That's how. And then too, you know, like, and so
nobody
mistakes.
Knows anything. So people
speaking
like,
of stupid,
it's chaos.
Let's pretend I'm stupid, real quick. Can you just like, I'm a 5-year-old. Explain to me what the race to disclosure is between other nations.
Could not tell you. I have no fucking idea. All I know is, now more than just the U.S., other governments around the world are starting to hold public UAP hearings.
Maybe they're
like
trying
Japan,
to,
Mexico.
Maybe they're
US.
Trying to find out if anybody has any real information. Maybe they're trying to find out if anybody has anything worth being worried about.
It just, that
if they come out before the U.S., does that mean does that not just turn like the U.S. like citizens angry at the government for hiding all of this? If Japan is the one that come out and say, UFOs are real, aliens are real, here's the evidence that we have, this is it, and then we turn and be like, oh, you guys knew all along and you didn't tell us anything, you know,
think
like America was
that.
The first one to do it, at least
yeah,
they could
I
be
feel like,
you're
if this was 1974, maybe that would be a thing,
but then why
but
wouldn't
like
we just
everyone
do it?
Is like aliens, okay, yeah, I
see, like, I think that's gonna be true too. I truly think they're overestimating or overthinking how we would react. I do I think it's gonna be a subsection of people who are going to lose their fucking minds. And I don't think that's avoidable because it upend everything they believe to be true. But
I feel like this
I think
is
for the most part, humanity would be
psychology.
Okay.
I don't think, like, I'm not going to rule out that aliens could show up. I'm not going to rule out that aliens exist in the universe. But I feel like, historically speaking, anytime that there's been economic issues or social issues or issues of whatever variety, war, whatever, the uptick in discussion of aliens and or the paranormal and or whatever increases drastically. And I feel like the reason people are more and more like, oh, I saw an alien too, is because like it's way more interesting than having to deal with the fact that like you can't make rent. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Like, I agree with you, but I would my question to you be like, when in history have the world governments also coincidedly grown in interest and loudness about the phenomenon itself?
Yeah.
World governments is a stretch. Some governments in the world are doing it. But
not like we are now.
But I also would state that most of those governments doing it are governments that are some form of republic, democratic or otherwise, and they have representatives, and those representatives, you know, if America's doing a thing, people around the world take notice. And so if I'm living in another place and I see America's talking about UFOs, I'm going to be like, hey, congressman, parliamentarian, whatever the hell they are, my lord, we should do this. And then if I'm in charge and be like, yeah, what the hell? It's no skin off my back. And then we're doing it now. And then suddenly it becomes a thing, even though it's really not a thing.
Except we tried to pass the Schumer UAP amendment that was supposed to help all that. That got gutted by three Republicans in the House to remove any ability for them to actually hold the intelligence community accountable for any of it.
Right. Yeah, I think this is being overthought. I think the reason for wanting to come out before another country does it is purely dick measuring and psychological. It's sort of like the race to nuclear arms. A lot of that was just to instill fear in other people's hearts. If there are aliens and we are in an ant farm or whatever the case may be, first of all, I don't think they're going to share the full scope of it, but I think it looks better for a world superpower to be like, oh yeah, we've known about this for years. Mm-hmm. We're the ones giving you this information. We are the, and therefore we're the most powerful. We have technology. We've figured out how to track these UAPs. We have captured a gray or whatever you want to believe it is. And we've interviewed them. You know, we've dissected them. We've done this and that. That I feel like looks way better than being one of the countries that's like, that's not the first to come forward, because then you just kind of look like a bitch, for lack of a better term, term.
The world will probably turn to the person who announced it first for guidance. But I just don't know beyond that, like what the purpose would be,
if other than the way purpose, that what Ali said doesn't square with what's happening.
I do know that just based off of like some stuff I've been reading about like in World War II, one of the ways that the CIA talks about dismantling another government or any sort of thing is by over compartmentalizing things. Like that's one of the ways that they kind of defeated or tried to take apart the Nazi and the Axis powers, is like they started being like, okay, you guys are going to make the bullets and you guys are going to make this and you guys are going to do this and this and this. And so like you didn't have just one person constructing or one team making something. And so things started slipping through the cracks, and they started like, you know, the people who are supposed to fill the bullets with gunpowder just didn't do it. You know what I mean? And so I wonder if this could also be that kind of thing where it's like, you're going to be in charge of the hearing, and you're going to be in charge of this, and you're going to be in charge of this and this and this and this. Or maybe it's a giant psyop. I don't know. I spy.
I mean, we saw it with just Grush alone when he came forward, what different people came forward that were like a testament to who he was. The others that came forward and said no, the Department of Defense that cleared him for talking about certain things, but not other things. But the things he was cleared about talking about were very clearly like alien related. It wasn't like subtle at all. And then we had the hearings kick up. We have another one on Friday, which is another closed door hearing, which supposedly might be very important. I just don't know what's going to be said and what they're going to say when they come out of the closed door hearing. It's just a lot. Like it's another, like things are spinning back up. It feels like things are starting to kick back up again.
And to Jesse's point about saying like, would you rather talk about this because we can't make rent, and you know, there's like crazy stuff happening in legislation, like for women and like abortion and all this shit, like really inflammatory shit. Right. So if it were a PSYOP, could it be that it's like, okay, yeah, the people, the poors, they need to talk about something. Let's give them this alien shit. They'll talk about that rather than talking about how we're about to pass this law or how we're selling arms to whomever or whatever.
Like Ted Cruz going out of state on vacation during a power outage kind of vibes.
Why aren't aliens all over the mainstream media? They're on it once in a while, and they kind of make fun of them, and they kind of make fun of Grush. But it's not on the mainstream media. And if that's what you wanted the plebs to be like ingesting.
Right. It's not like Taylor Swift.
Well, maybe they're like trying to keep it in a sweet spot. You know, like I think
maybe
at some point that's a dangerous thing to mind, especially if it's not real.
The country's like, we don't trust the mainstream media. Like, you know?
Right.
Doesn't mean
that's true.
Fucking doesn't
and
work
half
on
the country
him.
Doesn't give a fuck about Taylor Swift, and they're like, okay, we got a lot of them talking about Taylor Swift, but like, what about these other people that they don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift? Ah, what do? Throw them some aliens, you know?
How to start dating a football guy.
Also, there's a paradox in this whole thing when it comes to government and like all this stuff. The same people saying don't trust the government are the same people saying the government is doing this thing and they're disclosing. So like, how, that's the problem with all of this. Every single
wait, say it
UFO,
again. I don't get it.
It's like so, the same people sorry. Blaming Biden for everything are the same people who are saying that Trump's actually in charge of the government. That type
yeah,
of
it's
thing.
It's one of those things where if you ever see the interviews with people at like a MAGA event, they're like, you know, President Trump's actually still in charge of the military, and they're like, so oh, you don't like that he invaded this or dropped this bomb? I'm like, no, well, that's the Biden military. And it's like, well, what is that? Same thing here is that the idea that there's people who say we can't trust the government, they're hiding stuff from us, they've been hiding aliens forever, are now the same people being like, they're finally releasing
the
information.
We have to listen to what these
government employees tell us. It's weird to
the
me.
The difference is that Grush
that's what makes
came
me
out
think
against
it's
the government, and the government just spit on his face. It's not that the government was like, yeah, he's right. They were like, no, he's wrong. And they literally tried to remove his clearance multiple times. He had to fight with a lawyer to get his clearance.
Why would
back.
You ever trust anything that is like a guy from the government? Like, what doesn't right. it seem? Doesn't it seem like it's
well,
because
then
better...
you have to pair it because it's not just a man in a vacuum speaking. Well, there's also government
the
footage that is being leaked to go along with this.
Right,
but you're a believer.
That's
mindset.
The problem. Is conspirize yourself for a minute.
Yeah, put yourself in the mindset that the government is actively like hiding things from you and betraying you and are capable of doing psyops and are capable of, you know, just controlling your thoughts without, you know, having to
not
put
sure
a gun to
go
head.
That far, but well, we know they are capable of attempting
then.
Control
but
via
at that,
MK
if
Ultra.
If that's the reality, right? If that's your reality sure. that you're living in every day, how could you possibly believe
oh, sure.
that David Grush is real? How could you possibly believe that?
I don't think if you're
I see what business. You're saying. If you're like a dumb conspiracy nut, then you should not believe
it doesn't
the
make
whistleblower.
Sense.
Well,
yeah.
The reason it's so messy is because you can't just take, if you want to actually be fully informed, you have to do research on your people that you're listening to. Mm-hmm. Like, I would listen to David Grush 900 times more than I would listen to Stephen Greer. Because
oh,
Stephen Greer,
yeah.
while he's
no.
a bigger name in the UFO world and he does a lot of shit that he thinks is important, if you dig into who he is, and you look at his past, who he worked for, what he did afterward,
you're
he's
rational.
A fucking shill.
But you're a rationally minded guy who's like fact-based.
That's the rational answer yeah. to the question.
But the problem, right. but the problem with it, Grush or whoever, is that it's still, at the end of the day, someone saying a thing, not someone delivering something. And
which
no
is
matter,
why you have to pair it.
And look, I think we can all say we've known many people who have said stuff and we've absolutely been like, well, that person's clearly telling the truth. And it's come out. Yeah. They were not. And so I'm correct. Just saying we're putting a lot of faith in just words. And I
right, yeah.
absolutely will not buy that shit. I've been burnt.
Jesse, I'm sending the aliens to your house tonight to vivisect you as proof. No, I'm joking.
If I ended up vivisected tomorrow, I hope all of you would be like, holy shit, he what? You know what? He was wrong. And that's fine.
Yeah, actually, Jesse,
no, you know what I'd say? I'd say no,
like
logically speaking. Yeah, exactly. Mathis, you and I are on the same wavelength.
That's
yeah.
fine.
That's all right. We'll have a private conversation when we get off.
Oh, you know what makes it even better is I'll have an alien encounter and Mathis will never know and never have one.
That's
and
true.
I'll be,
that's very
I'm fine
true.
With that. That's a good death.
That'll
that piss
me
death.
The fuck
that's
off. I'd be so goddamn mad.
That's a good death.
I would do every ritual I could to bind your ghost to my house and I would never let you leave. I'd be so fucking mad.
Do you guys,
I know we've been rambling, but like, oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. This is, let me get like a little bit real.
No,
69% real here. Okay. Thinking that there's not aliens and that everything that we know is just here on this planet is so depressing and is so, sad, I think, and scary, infinitely more scary than thinking that there are aliens out there that are coming to destroy the planet and harvesting our organs. That, like, I just don't see how, Jesse, you're not just like fighting to believe in this. Like, don't you want to have faith that there's aliens out there, even if they are nefarious? Like, isn't that so much less terrifying than just like nothing?
If I have to be that guy, first off, if you want to just go down this rabbit hole, look up or do to everyone watching or listening or whatever, and to the two of you as well, go deep into the Dark Forest. Like, just look up that, do it. Dark Forest episode, Dark Forest, if you want, about, like, if the universe is billions and billions of years old and there are thousands and thousands of species and aliens, surely there'd be some sort of galactic federation or something. We'd have aliens flying over us all the time. Why don't we? That is a fascinating deep
but
dive.
Maybe we do. Yeah.
That will trip you out if you want to go down that. But here's what I would say. I am a firm believer in, I don't care either way. I would much rather we focus on taking care of ourselves and each other and being better people and taking care of the planet we have rather than worry about, like, the stars. It's awesome. Space is cool. I want to go to space. But I very much think that we should, you know, worry about, like, taking care of our neighbor more than the aliens of Zeta Reticulae.
But
you can do both.
That's like people who say you shouldn't send aid. You shouldn't send aid to a third world nation because we should spend that money at home. Like, yes, but let's do both, right? Like, let's do philanthropy all over.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, agreed. I absolutely. But I think I am
like, you can love outer space
and be a good
person.
Confirmed.
That's what we learned.
Everyone spam the chat.
I think it's more like,
how do I describe this? Like, the idea.
For me, I'm with Jesse in that. If it's the people in the room, you can't just take their word for their words. As Grush is, like I said before, he's as legitimate as a whistleblower as we'll ever get, but he is still a guy who heard a thing from another guy, no matter how trusted he is. I pair it with the videos, which obviously can still, it's hard to tell what on the videos, as anomalous as they are, and the shift in the government's take on the importance of UFOs by recoining it to UAPs, you know, trying to have like a ARO stuff happening. Does it mean it's aliens? We will never know until somebody comes forward and says it's aliens. It could be any number of things, but I do believe there is something happening. I just don't know if it's earthly or otherwise.
I agree.
The question was, doesn't it make you sad or depressed to think that there would be nothing else out there? And what I'm answering is, I'm not concerned about questions that I will never have an answer to. Like, it's the same thing people say, like, what do you think of what happens after death? Like, I'm not going to know unless I'm dead. So, like, it doesn't concern. I'm more concerned about the tangible, like, how can I help make this a better place than stress out over whether shit's absolutely terrible? Because if it is, there's no one else. Then all we have is each other, and we got to look out for each other. That's where I am.
I want to draw the parallel between, like, I do agree that it's comforting to think that aliens are out there. I agree that that's true, but I want to draw the parallel to, like, religion, like how, you know, a lot of the reason that religions are so powerful from a psychological perspective is that they help us wrestle with questions that are kind of inconceivable for the way that we sort of work as, like, continuously thinking creatures. Like, the cessation of, you know, that linear process is hard for us to process. And so
the giant joke of, like, all we want to do is live, when in reality, the only thing is that certain is we're going to die.
But we come up with a sort of explanation for ourselves that helps us continue to drive towards nothing, you know, if that's what it is. Right. But I think that, if that's something that bothers us, I think what we should do is we should maybe think of the universe itself and the idea of space as a physical place and the idea of things living out there in that space kind of as us doing our best to perceive something that we can't really perceive, and that the universe is really just our sort of thought structure for perceiving. Like, if the universe is our sort of like reality that we're seeing, you know, the things that are farther away from us are just things that we can't really understand. And I think that, you know, as science starts to, how high are you right now? No, I'm not high at all. As science starts to point towards that being more of a realistic interpretation of what's going on in front of our eyes, I think that the idea of are we alone in the universe is kind of like an incorrect question. I think everyone's alone in their own universe, and I think it's more interesting to think about it in terms of like, where are the places where our universe and somebody else's universe can intersect with each other? And I think that's
right.
More, like, I think that's more interesting. Yeah.
Collective consciousness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the idea of aliens is outdated. Yeah.
Well, I think there's different types of people because like social structures for humans specifically, like raising our young, we need to have like a family structure or a village, whatever you want to call it. Like in the past and really even today, you can't just have one person raising a child. There's not enough energy for that person to take care of themselves, take care of a child, whatever. We need to have like all of these people doing it, and that's how we continue to move our DNA forward. And so if there's some of us who are storytellers, there's some of us who are driven and athletic and strong and can go out and fight, and there's some of us who are, you know, more like to cook and like to take care of others, and there's some of us who are kind, and there's some of us who are not so kind, but we have other really good like attributes that can help us to make like a really strong community. And so I think like it doesn't really matter, Jesse, whether or not you believe in the aliens, because the fact is that the aliens are out there and we have to become them, because I think that they're us from the future. And so maybe like religion and all of this kind of shit was planted here so that everyone can get their fucking shit together and get fucking smart enough to get off this fucking planet and continue our DNA somewhere else in some other time frame, whatever. And so that's the aliens that are coming back now, is they're just like, guys, get your fucking shit together, because if you don't, we're not going to exist, because you have to complete the cycle.
So I'd be fucking future humans, not aliens.
I think the aliens are us. I think everyone is each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, think I've seen Evangelion.
Technically in like a space time level of things, you know, even though it's a work in progress, science basically is saying at this point that I am you, you are me, we are 5 years from now, we are Julius Caesar, we're an alien named Phil. Everything is everything, because all atoms and time and space are connected. So, like, in a way, absolutely. I'm more of like, a great example is what we did here today, as we looked at the jellyfishy thing, whatever the hell it was, and immediately all of us ascribed, like, it's a dog thing, or it's a mantis, or it's a... Mm-hmm. And I wonder if maybe that's the downfall of everything we're doing, which is because humans generally try to anthropomorphize everything. And so maybe this is like, it's made of rocks, and it's a metal person. Like, it could be anything. Mm. Like, the universe is so
vast
and strange.
The metalloid maniac.
Yeah, it could be anything.
You guys watch I Think You Should Leave. Yeah. No, okay, never mind. One of your listeners will understand.
Amazing. It's a great show. But I think like there's, it could be anything. And I think the problem with us is as a species, we're constantly looking for like, hello, I'm Spock, right? Instead of an alien could literally be like a little like some squiggly gas line.
Like, what if that's anything? The reason the government is like doesn't want to come forward? Not because they've been hiding super secret technology, but because they know fucking jack shit. More than what they've leaked, maybe a little bit more. Maybe they've even all their attempts to try and figure it out, they just can't fucking figure it out. And that's embarrassing for the strongest country in the world.
Well, that or my leading theory recently is that, you know, like when the Nazca mummies were wheeled out in the Mexican UAP hearings and they looked just like little paper mache claymation ETs. At first I was like, fuck this. This is so fake. This is making a farce of the whole, you know, of the whole thing. And then I was like, wait a minute. I bet you the aliens look so stupid and so fake that that's why the governments don't want to come out, because then they're going to be like, no one's going to believe them. They're going to be like, hey, guys, this is what we've all been afraid of for so long. It's like a little gnome thing that looks like a potato.
It's actually cake. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just the aliens just look stupid as fuck. That's what it all comes down to, and that's why
then they can
they're putting
us
the
with
kibosh
their
on that. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love a good old fashioned alien invasion. It makes this so much simpler. Like this whole like you gotta trust a dude who knows a dude who had a dude and we have a video and it's blurry sucks. And I'm over it.
Right.
If we could just get the aliens to man up and get it over
man
with.
Man up.
Yeah, get some balls, Boston balls, you alien bastards.
Yeah.
Come down here and take over. I'm willing to be a pet if it's that quick. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, hit me
We're
with
tired
the
tired of waiting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the minisode, Allie.
Super mega.
Thank
you
very
thank
much.
You, thank
Giant
you.
Minisode.
Super fun. Yeah, this is a mega minisode. This is not a minisode. as always, you can find them at Let's Get Haunted, letsgethaunted.com, Spotify, all your platforms. You can go check them out there. And they got you're coming back what day again?
First Wednesday of February.
First Wednesday of February. Check them out. Hit them, subscribe, and follow them over there. And we were over there as well. So go listen to that episode too. Thank you guys so much. Thank you all on Patreon for supporting us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.